From NPR News in Washington, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The U.S. military reported today its forces had killed some 20 militiamen loyal to the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. U.S. troops and Iraqi allies attacked Sadr's positions in the holy cities of Najaf and Kufa, where a mosque was raided for weapons. The military command, meanwhile, found itself on the defensive against allegations that the top commander in Iraq, General Ricardo Sanchez, was aware of the abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison as it was occurring. The allegations came in a report from the Washington Post, which cited as its source a lawyer for one of the MPs charged in the abuse case. That lawyer said a commander from Abu Ghraib was prepared to testify that General Sanchez was present during interrogations last year when abuses were taking place at Abu Ghraib. The U.S. military command in Baghdad called the Post report false. On the CBS talk show Face the Nation, Republican Senator Pat Roberts, a member of the Armed Services Committee, noted General Sanchez's testimony before that committee last week.
General Sanchez looked us both right in the eye and said that he was shocked, he was horrified, he took full responsibility, and indicated the first time he learned about this was when the report came out, and then he initiated the investigation.
We were curious about how the prison abuse scandal and the mounting casualties in Iraq were playing out in countries that have sent troops there. Spain has now withdrawn all its forces, but many other European countries still have deployments, among them Italy and the Netherlands. We called journalists from those countries, beginning with Paolo Garamberti, a columnist for the newspaper La Repubblica. Last week, the Italian parliament defeated a motion to bring home the 2,700 Italian troops in Iraq. I asked Mr. Garamberti if public support for the deployment was firm.
The public support is very weak indeed. The majority of opinion polls say that they think that the situation in Iraq is very dangerous, politically complicated enough, and they want to see the boys at home.
Has the Abu Ghraib prison scandal undermined public support further, do you think?
Definitely, yes. For instance, the Prime Minister had a problem during the debate to maintain the position that the Italian presence in Iraq is just a humanitarian one. One of the big confusion is that Mr. Berlusconi pretends that the Italian troops are there just for humanitarian goals. Indeed, last week we had a lot of trouble in Syria, very heavy attacks, and being humanitarian, they cannot attack, they just can answer to attacks, and at the end of the story, one Italian military was killed.
Prime Minister Berlusconi was just here in Washington. Do you know what he talked about with President Bush? Do you think that he was able to persuade the president of his concerns?
I don't know if he succeeded in convincing President Bush or not. We have no idea because Mr. Berlusconi was very vague on that. But what he said in front of a member of parliament was that I tried to convince Mr. Bush that now we have to change the sense of our mission and that the end of June is the deadline for a definitive change of the situation there.
What kind of change do you think he's talking about? What would he like to see happen?
The main change is that he thinks that elections are necessary as soon as possible in order to give future Iraqi government a sense of legitimacy. At least he has now an excuse. The excuse is, okay, we have to wait until the end of June to see what happens. After that, if nothing happens, I think that Berlusconi should follow the example of the Spanish Prime Minister, which for Berlusconi will be a big defeat in political terms in Italy because he said all the time that we must be there because the Western civilization is at stake in Iraq today.
Next, we turn to Mark Chauvin, U.S. correspondent for the Dutch newspaper NRC Handelsblad. I asked whether the Netherlands would extend the deployment of its 1,200 troops in Iraq past that June 30 deadline, when the U.S. hands over some form of sovereignty to Iraqis.
I think they will stay. There is a slight majority public opinion against, but there is a slight majority in Parliament for staying the course, as the president would have it.
What about Abu Ghraib, the prison scandal, the photographs? I understand that a survey conducted by Dutch television indicated that there was a slight rise in support right after that scandal broke for the deployment.
It's hard to say whether that was as a result of the prison scandal or as the result of the first Dutch soldier dying. After that, and it sort of coincided, the people who were for staying the course rose from 35 to like 45%. And I think that has more to do with something like, okay, if you want to fight, we're there. More than appreciating the prison scandal in any other way than everybody in America does.
I wanted to ask you about a report from the Japanese news agency that Japanese officials were concerned that Dutch troops might pull out because Japanese humanitarian troops are operating in the area that the Dutch security forces are attempting to protect. Has there been any sort of reassurance passed from the Netherlands to the Japanese?
Well, it's interesting. It's usually a Dutch trait to say we're humanitarian all over the place. But in this case, the center-right coalition government has put up a somewhat more soldier-like face. And so by staying the course, we do realize we also enable the Japanese with a more humanitarian sticker on their troops to hang on as well.
Politically, do you think the parliament, the prime minister, can afford to keep going? Is there a political situation developing in your country that we don't know about?
For the time being, I don't think so. And I get the impression that the government feels they can get away with the policy they're pursuing because they are planning to prolong the Dutch presence for 8 months. That's carefully targeted to last at least till the Iraqi elections early next year and some months after that. So they feel they can do that, and they did not feel they had to come up with promises and pledges and to keep Parliament quiet. And although a small majority of the Dutch population thinks we should get out of this mess, as long as Parliament has a slim majority to say, no, let's try and be useful, then that's what's happening.
Mark Chauvin is the U.S. correspondent for the Dutch newspaper NRC Handelsblad. He joined us in the studio. We also spoke to Paolo Garamberti, columnist for Italy's La Repubblica, by telephone from Rome.